Telephone.
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 You're listening to The Phone Show.
Do you want to go on phonelosers.org?
Telephone.
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 Call in at 505-796-4020 or Skype us at phonelosers.org.
You're calling 12 o'clock on a fucking midnight, damn it!
Telephone.
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 You've got to be crapping on my ball.
Telephone.
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 The phone show.
Telephone.
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 Access this oxygen.
Telephone.
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 Retards don't know how to use a phone.
Telephone.
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 This can be a fuck job to edit.
Telephone.
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 Live on the air.
Wow, this is so... Oh, no. We're echoing.
Oh, no.
Why would we be echoing? Hello?
Because you're running it off here to get our city.
Shit. Well, this is kind of cool. It sounds neat.
This special ghostly episode, or epic, super epic, brought to you by Carl's Jr.
Trying to remember. This used to happen all the time, this echo thing. Because I just installed new software yesterday. Okay, all right. Okay, people listening, we're echoing right now, correct. I want confirmation that we're echoing in the chat room. tinychat.com/cactuscactus.
It's because it sounds crazy echoey on this end. Oh, when I talk there, it's not as bad. When you talk, it's really crazy.
No, it's all of us. Dark Stranger, are we echoing? Are you even listening? Is anyone in Tiny Chat listening?
Are we even on the air?
Okay.
They said no echo.
Okay, no
echo.
I don't
hear an echo.
Alright, so if I just turn this off, the echo will go away, and I'll probably forget and start playing music in the background.
I'll remind you of music time.
Okay, okay. Well, hey everyone, you're listening to The Phone Show.
Yay!
Broadcasting on Cacti Radio, Blue Planet Prank Radio, and Madhouse Live this week.
Whoa.
So we've got all zero of Madhouse Live's listeners right now.
Yes!
Listening to our every word.
Zero's an awesome thing.
Yeah, everyone's saying we were not echoing in the chat room, but it was echoing really bad for us. And I just got a new computer for Cacti and new software. Everything's new, so expect problems.
Now they're just talking shit. That dude's still fucking that cat.
Weeping Angel, stop fucking your cat. Immediately.
That's the only way you can build that kind of bond.
He loves that cat. I think the cat just, gets exhausted from all the play that he gets.
No, I think he does a lot of sedative type drugs, and when he comes inside the cat's mouth, the cat's lazy the rest of the day.
The cat's just leave me alone, leave me alone. I just want to rest. Cats like to rest, goddammit. Now he's poking his cat, if you know what I mean.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So I've spent so much time, setting all this shit up that I didn't really have time to do anything for the phone show.
That's how things happen. People need to call in.
Yep.
But you should play my bum.
Bada boom, bada
boom. Hey, look, let me tell my buddy Joe Bateman happy birthday. There, I did it, you little fag.
Is he related to Jason Bateman?
Oddly enough, they were married for a while.
Oh.
It's a whole weird thing.
Well, cheers to him, and
call into the phone show.
Happy birthday.
So, yeah, if you didn't hear that, 505-796-4020.
Yay.
You guys got any announcements or anything?
No. I can't get enough of that AT&T tech channel. Like, oh, yeah. Really old stuff. Shit.
I want to take some of the video because, you know, it's all public domain at this point and put it on my videos, my YouTube.
Like, that would be cool. Like that one that I sent, like the thinking machine where they're building that, like, one ESS switch. Like, imagine just prank calls going over that, like, with that video playing.
It's like they're building us a prank call machine.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, you could even make the fucking words come out and be like, building the prank call machine. Look at all the people that are involved.
I bet you YouTube will, like, take it down anyway. They'll be like, oh, you don't have permission to use this. We're taking this video down forever.
I don't know. Change it to color, crazy, like, colors or something. Run it through a weird filter.
Yeah. No, they're not going to have that in their database. It really is public domain.
Yeah.
I think. Wait.
I've been watching their like security reports on there. It's just like four like really nerdy dudes on Skype. It's really awesome. They're like, the cyber threat this week is this. And then they show their little slide.
What, AT&T's? So
getting fucked up. Yeah, it's the cyber threat report on that AT&T channel.
Oh, it's like new stuff? I thought it was just old video.
No, yeah, that's the only like new thing.
Oh, okay. It, well, is it like 90s new? Because they're calling it cyber?
No, it's new. It's once a week.
So yeah, we got to become a cyber threat.
It's 2012 and they're still using the word cyber.
No, fucking gross. Hey, Gorup.
Cool, Rob.
He can't say hi.
What do you mean, hey, cool? Oh,
I'm watching that's this
tiny
thing.
Chat,
that's
man.
The problem. I mean,
yeah, so if anyone,
you're the one
if,
to go if, to it. If, why aren't you picking up for Eyeball?
He hasn't called in. He has to call in. Can't pick up unless they call in. Stupid Eyeball.
They said they were trying, weren't they?
So YouTube/Phone Losers of America, it's got a lot of new stuff. It's got your virus call from last week, which is awesome.
Which is about, like, super hilarious. My sister and her husband loved it as well.
And we need to talk about who's watching that, because Legend noticed in the log files for that Best Buy employees, like over 200 hits from Best Buy employees. Hey, Eyeball or girl.
Hey, what's up?
Hi. How are you?
Hey, what's up? It's Kurt.
Oh, hey. You interrupted me, goddammit.
Hi, dear cutie.
I heard Eyeball.
Yeah.
He's sleeping right now.
Where? He's still sleeping. You haven't woke him up.
Yeah, so the virus thing... Oh, sorry. The virus thing has gotten, like, 4,000 hits now, and I'm looking at the logs... 145 of them have come from geeksquadcentral.com, which is an internal Geek Squad forums that you can't get on unless you have a Geek Squad email address.
Because we've tried.
Yeah. And so they're either...
Wake Eyeball up.
What?
Nothing.
Yeah, wake Eyeball up.
Yep. So we're either going to get sued or they think it's funny. Not sure which.
No, I'm sure it's the cool employees that work there and think the whole thing's bullshit are the ones finding it.
Yeah, if you work for Geek Squad, please get us on your forums.
Call in.
Tell us what they're saying about us.
Yeah. Put it in a paste bin somewhere.
And, Geek Squad. Oh yeah, Geek Squad. You know Petty Pranks, right?
Yeah, I heard it. It was awesome.
Yeah, he had the most amazing idea ever. You call up a customer, and you're like, hey, I accidentally gave your computer to somebody else, and listen to him freak out. And that's on, I think, YouTube.
And then, but then really quick, he was like, you know what, this is just a joke.
Yeah, what the hell, Petty Prank? He didn't...
But that, like, it took such a weird turn, it was really neat.
Oh yeah, it was definitely awesome. It was all weird and stuff.
Yeah, he's like, everything up until the giving away the computer was fake.
Yeah, I would have let
now
her...
now I'm being real. This is just a joke.
I would have let her get pissed. Hey, Weeping Angel, how's the cat fucking?
Wonderful.
Yay.
Oh, he really is fucking that cat, because he's like hidden behind the bed.
Oh, see, now you're hiding. We know what you're up to back there.
Oh, shit. Busted.
Yep.
You're about to bust.
So, Kurt, what's your name, Eyeball's friend?
Kurt Cocaine.
Oh, I hate your name. Do you have anything amazing to tell us?
What?
Do you have anything amazing to tell us?
He doesn't want to wake up.
All right.
Sit on his face.
Well, you're sweetheart. How you doing?
What's up, guys? How are you doing?
What you been up to since that one thing, Nautica?
I'm drunk, still.
You're always drunk. I wish I had that life.
Yeah.
It's a good life, isn't it, Matt?
It's kind of like being a pet bear. Fed beer and warmth and comfort.
You should move to Russia or Ireland.
Why would I want to do either of those? And if I had the money to go there?
I don't know. I just suggested. Nicer in Europe.
Matt, do you remember, or not Brad, do either of you remember,
I guess.
What?
What are we remembering?
Oh, I don't know. I thought Matt was saying
I'm
something.
Here. Everything's cool.
You're boring the hell out of me, highballs friend. So, bye. And I played a slamming phone, but we didn't hear it.
Later, Kurt.
I want to hear it.
Oh, sorry. It's not
clank.
Clank. Thanks, Matt.
Yeah, I've really got to work on levels this week with everything, because something's wrong. We can barely hear anything on the station. And hopefully everyone can hear us. If there's any problems, please tell us, like, if you can't hear us or whatever.
Type it in.
Please. Okay, I'm going to play this voicemail. And this lady's been calling me all week, and it's something we did last week, but I can't remember what it was exactly.
I'll see if I can put my smarty brains to it.
Oh, okay.
Roy, this is Mrs. Deschain again. I'm still seriously unhappy about the call I got last night. My husband told me what was said, and it kind of made me mad. I don't think it's funny. I think you should call me back. Bye.
I believe it was a car ding.
No, it's Geek Squad. Because I have
kind of made me mad.
Oh, that's the smut on the computer that's fucking it up, and she's the upset wife.
Okay, she was the only one from Idaho, and I have notes.
Yeah, I think that's the computer, it had smut on it.
The note
that's what fucked it up.
Okay, next to her phone number, the note says "Black Man Pictures."
Yeah,
I put like a little note next to
her with her with a black man.
Yeah, so we talked to her husband, right? And told him
that. And like things got wild for a minute.
I don't really remember anything about the call, but
we pieced it all together. Yeah,
yeah.
Like on the hard drive, these we cannot like have these in our system. It's pictures of a woman with a black man. All right, is that who we're calling now?
Yeah. Her name's.
Who's gonna be the geek?
Sandra. To Shane. I wonder if she thinks that we're still Geek Squad.
Hello.
Hi, Sandra.
This is she.
Oh, this is Roy from Geek Squad. You left me a message and asked me to call you back.
Yes, what is that all that about?
What about? Exactly what happened?
The strange call I got.
Can you explain the call to me? Because I'm not sure I remember. I think it was last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I make a lot of calls.
Something that you told my husband, did you call me last week on Tuesday, 10:30?
Yeah, it's almost exactly a week ago, that's weird.
Uh-huh, you told my husband that I was having sex with a Lowendell black man?
Well, we saw your pictures in the computer, so we just felt he should know.
You did, huh? And how would you know it's me?
Because we know what you look like. We looked up your Facebook.
I don't have a Facebook, honey.
Well, someone made a Facebook with your name on it.
Well, then it's not me.
Well, someone's stealing your identity, then, on Facebook.
Well, I don't know, but I think what happened is pretty shitty, and I intend when I pick up my computer tomorrow to discuss it with someone.
Okay.
I'm really unhappy.
Yeah, just ask for Dave. And that's my boss, Dave.
All right.
But
yeah, this is Dave. What?
Oh, Dave. Dave's still here. I thought he went home.
Yeah.
Hey, Dave. This
Is that the lady with the pornography?
She's freaking out just because we found her pictures. I'll let you talk to her.
Hey,
you know what? If you say it's my pictures again, I'm going to sue you.
Okay, those are definitely your pictures on your computer.
No, honey, they're not.
There's metadata. When you call me honey, sweetheart. That's cool. Call me honey again.
All right, well, you can talk to my lawyer. Goodbye.
All right. Talk to my cock and balls.
Wow, her computer's been there a week. She's going to pick it up tomorrow. So she thinks that it was real. That's pretty awesome.
Oh, good.
She's been going there pissed.
They said I was with a black man. I would never be with a black man.
Right. Fucking racist. Everybody fucking chase her down.
Yeah, that lady deserves to be bothered because she's so racist. It's the most racist lady I've ever spoken with.
I know, and you've spoken to me.
Yeah. Good times.
Sue us.
Weeping Angel, do you have anything amazing for us? Do you want to yell at Matt for a little while, or before I hang up with you?
Weeping Angel can be all right sometimes.
Yeah, he's a great guy, except when he like Weeping Angel, stop leaving your mic on all day and just letting us hear your giggles and stuff. God damn it.
Screw you.
We don't like your ambient noise.
Yeah, or when you just put it near while you're trying to tune a fucking radio.
Hey, are you rebroadcasting us on FM with your amazing pirate radio setup?
No.
Oh, well, you're a jerk then. I'm hanging up on you.
Click. Clank.
County kids in the house.
Is he?
He's in the tiny chat. I don't know if he's really in the house.
Oh, yeah. He claims he listens to us religiously, but he just doesn't call in.
He needs to call in.
I think he's so full of crap. You're so full of crap, County Kid. We've got a few carding calls we could do. By the way, I don't think I'm going to do an after show tonight. I'm really tired and...
No.
So just a warning. It's going to be a short show tonight. Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's only been 18 minutes, right?
Yeah.
Wow,
yeah.
Time's going by really, really slowly.
It sounds weird without the music in the background.
This is we already made a call.
No, it's because he doesn't have the mixers. We need to hear that dum 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 dun dun dun.
We need the I Dream of Jeannie background music or something.
Dun 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 dun.
Yeah, just do that the whole time, Matt.
Dun, 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 dun.
There we go.
Dun, 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 dun. There we go. That's what I'm talking about, motherfuckers.
Yeah. Next,
dude, when I was talking to Evie yesterday, I swear I could hear the data go through the microphone thing, to the computer. She's on two computers. I'm like, I hear things. They sound like packets. They're like...
That sounds like that conversation I had with Samantha. Remember where I heard the old modem in the background?
Yeah.
It turned out to be her fan because she was just using her laptop.
I don't know what it was. It sounded like that. And then it made me think of that Ministry song, Thieves. That beginning.
Yeah, that song. I know exactly what you mean.
Sing the whole thing, Matt.
Thieves! Thieves and locks! That's enough.
You gotta put that in the intro, Brad.
Oh, yeah, of course. I've already done it. It's there.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, we need to call up Legend real quick if he's around.
He's around in tiny chat. Who knows if he is?
Is he? Oh, yeah, I see.
7-Eleven monitor's whacking off.
Oh, yeah, who's this guy?
Man, he's playing with his dick.
No, he's not.
Yeah, look at Bob's over.
there's no legend. We've got carding calls, though. I think maybe two or three. Oh, there's we gained a sexy radio broadcaster. But I think someone said online it's a Ramsey set. It's got all kinds of pretty LEDs.
Look at that.
Huh?
7-Eleven monitors like doing fake whack off. Because he put his dick away. He's shy now.
I think that's Jonas. He's the one that always impersonates me and causes damage. Legend, is it your birthday?
Go, Legend. It's birthday.
Hold on, man. I can't hear anything.
Confirm your birthday.
Yesterday.
Yesterday was your birthday.
And your social. Social security number.
Okay. 0000000.
Okay, listen. I gotta I gotta play you something that I've never played for anyone else. It's all for you. You ready?
Yeah.
It's gonna be really low though, so you have to listen close because the sound's all messed up. Here goes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday from Cacti Radio. Happy birthday to you.
A fucking badass.
Fantastic.
That makes me want to live till August.
Well, you have to pay royalties for that song now.
Probably. Yeah, I have to pay $10,000 every. But you're worth it, Legend.
Dope.
Coming down, can't use that tune. Yeah. We own that tune.
I'm not going to get sued for Geek Squad, but I'll get sued for using Happy Birthday.
Yeah.
That was a Fiverr girl that did that for me.
Fiverr girl?
Fiverr.
Cyber. See, everybody's talking about cybers tonight.
The title of the show tonight
the
has
new
to
future.
It has to have the word cyber in it. Cyber Show. That's the title of our show tonight.
Cyber Show, motherfucker.
The phone Cyber Show. Someone was trying to call in a minute ago, but I was busy playing Legend's birthday, so don't give up. Try and call back.
Just keep on keeping on.
Alright, here's, I'm pretty sure this is Carding.
Okay. Hi, boy, this is
Beto.
Okay. Sure.
Hey, Herbal Bacon.
Hey, lovely folks.
Hi, Nick.
Hi, how's it going?
Great.
Cello.
Hi, Nick.
Hey. I found out
everybody.
You can buy .pirate TDLs. Hey, Legend.
Oh.
.pirate TDLs?
Hey, I have a major announcement for everyone out there.
Oh, Jesus, he's going to try to sell shit on eBay. Here we go.
No, I'm not. But I need news.
I don't even know if this music's going out over the air. Wait, do people in the air hear the happy birthday thing?
Yes.
Now, I know we heard it. Okay, breaking news, Nick.
Okay, breaking news is Nick is single, and anyone in the Illinois area who's female who's attractive is welcome.
He had me from the attractive.
Yeah, you shallow motherfucker.
I am, matter of fact. And also go and buy my shit on eBay, assholes.
Yeah. What's your eBay name?
Alton Film Guy.
Okay.
One. Alton Film Guy 1. There's a 1 on the end.
Everyone go and run up a bunch of...
give it bad reviews.
Run up a bunch of bids. Guy. Like, bid thousands of dollars and then never pay him.
Well, I don't do bids. I do buy it now.
I see.
So. Buy this crap. You shouldn't show your fucking goddamn how much you bought that shit at the goddamn auction before you try to sell it. By the way,
and see, I only did it on that one video, and that's why I never fucking do that shit, because I don't want fucking a bunch of assholes going, dude, you paid like blah 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 for it.
Yeah, like
an asshole.
Like they did with those one things, Raspberry Pis.
Yeah, like hey, yeah, you have to spend fucking 50 hours developing a product be your Nick, big dickhead for the fucking, like, you know,
the scourge of internet
fucking
dorks.
$10.
The eBay people don't watch your videos though, so it's all right. You can just like talk shit about eBay. No, and say, look at these suckers.
They put links in them.
Oh,
no, but I'm gonna talk and then he's all like about those Raspberry Pi assholes because they're all a bunch of dickheads. They try to act like you can't fucking charge for actually doing a fucking service of making a product.
Right? Like, how the dude, how would goddamn people that fill scuba tanks work when oxygen's technically free, man? But yet they're just repackaging and selling it.
Here's the thing. It's like bitching about buying a computer because the Intel processor only costs $100 and going, why does this computer cost $500? You're a big dickhead. The CPU only costs $100. Like, fuck you, jerk off.
That's right.
You're like, I build these things with my
feet.
You know how long it took me to make my feet be able to build a computer?
Hey, Roy. I just got a note on my car saying you hit my car or something like that. Anyways, this is my number, so give me a call back when you get the chance. All right, bye.
The guy that left that one, he... he's in the 253 area code in Washington. He sent me a message and told me he left a bunch of notes. So do you want this one, Legend?
Sure, I didn't get his name though.
Yeah, he didn't leave a name.
All right,
just say Roy about the car ding. Dick neck.
Hello.
Oh, I got a message on my voicemail. I needed to call you. Hello? This is Roy?
Roy? No.
Concerning a note on a car.
Oh, this is Roy on the other end?
Yeah, this is Roy. My name is Roy.
Yeah, okay. It was the other day at work. There was a note on my windshield. I don't know where it came from or whatever. It was just a...
I'm the one who put it there. See, I was fishtailing around the parking lot, and I think I accidentally kind of drifted either near your car or my course changed a little bit. I do believe I made contact with something. I don't know if it was a curb or your car.
I looked around my car, but I didn't notice any damage.
Okay. Was there a soot or a soot on your car? Because when I was going around that corner, like, you know, the reaction control thrusters were firing, and I don't know if I accidentally put a burn mark on your car or not.
No, that I could see, like, there wasn't a scratch or anything on it.
Well, if this thing hit it, you would have known it because it'd probably melt the corner off there. You know, hydrazine, man.
I don't know. I wonder if maybe you had stuck the note on someone else's car and they just stuck it on mine.
No, you're the one who called me back, so I think you're the possessor of the note.
But I'm just saying, like, maybe you put the note on someone's car and maybe they just took it off of their car and then stuck it on mine.
Was there any damage to your car, sir?
No. Besides a little, like, ding on my driver's side door, no.
Okay, describe the ding.
Just like a little indent. Nothing
was
major.
It there before?
Not that I recall.
It only happened just after the note was placed in your car, you think?
Possibility.
Is there any paint transfer, sir?
No, there's no paint transfer.
Because my car is chartreuse. It's a real high yellow car.
Oh, yeah, there would be yellow all over my door if that were the case.
Yeah, they'd be all kinds of gunk. Okay, so there's nothing there, but you never noticed it before, but you noticed it now after the note.
Yeah, I mean, I never really noticed it before, no. But
yeah, have you actually looked before you seen the note? You drive your car that often that you don't even look at it anymore? You just get in it and start driving it?
Usually, yeah.
You don't look at anything. You don't check for bulbs that are blown out or anything.
I do about once a month.
Okay, do it once a month. You do a walk around in your car. You check your tire pressure?
Of course I do.
Okay, what's the tire pressure on your number two tire, the front right?
40 PSI.
Okay, what's it say on the tire?
40 PSI.
You sure about that? Not 35? You better go out to your car and check that tire right now. I think it's about, a little bit low.
No, it's on.
How do you know? You only check it once a week. When's the last time you checked your pressure in number two tire?
I just filled it last week.
Do you use oxygen or do you use nitrogen?
Why are you messing with me?
Do I?
How come you're messing with me right now?
I don't know. I think I dinged your car. I'm trying to, avoid the subject. Let's talk about tire pressure.
I use oxygen, whatever they have at the
Gas station. Oh, they have, yeah. I'm pretty sure it's atmospheric. I understand. All right. I use propane in my tires. I use propane for the front, and I use acetylene on the rear. So if one blows out, I would really want to know it, Wakes me up.
For sure.
I'm usually on the influence of, scotch, single malt, Bavaria, little of it. Usually roaring drunk. I think I was roaring drunk that day I left that Noni on car, man. You sound like you're asleep.
No, I'm not.
You've been here. Are you using or something?
No,
seem like you're nodding off. Are you using the hair on?
Oh, hell no.
Sir?
Hell no.
Hello.
I'm just.
Who's on the line?
This is Joshua LaGreco.
Hey, Joshua, what's up?
Oh, not much.
I help you?
Yes, I had a missed call from this number.
Yeah, you probably did here. By any chance, did you... Joshua?
Yes, sir.
You know your name's a password?
Sir?
Your name's a password, sir.
For
a big, big computer system. I think it's a government computer system.
Not that I know of.
Oh, yeah. Yep. I think it's inside of a mountain over in Colorado.
Huh.
It's called the Whopper.
Okay.
Move yeah, on. It controls the missiles. Do you know that you're a password, sir?
No, sir, I do not.
Did you find a note on your car or something, sir?
No, sir.
Oh, how did you come across this number again? You missed a call?
Yes, sir. I just missed a call a few minutes ago from this number.
You just missed... Oh, okay. By any chance, did your... I don't know. Did you park your car in a plaza?
In a plaza?
Yeah.
No, sir. I drove a company vehicle.
A company vehicle? For what company? Don't say it. Don't say it. Don't say it. How about your wife?
I'm not married.
Oh, basement dweller?
What a homo.
Yeah. You like the cock.
Both of you.
Are we talking to that cat that likes the cock?
What's your tire pressure, sir?
On the what?
On the count
40
of three.
Tire pressure. Cox bridge. Five big boners wiggling in your grandma's face.
Who is this?
This is Roy. And this Roy, is Roy. Roy. Jerbeal.
Who?
Jerbeal.
Do what?
Do what now? That's awesome. Dude, say do what now and stick your thumbs in your jean pockets and do like a little fucking goddamn, like you're a cook in an old goddamn TV show.
Are you a farmer, sir?
Cowboys.
I got rid of him.
Oh, that's got rid of both of them. Oh, he left too.
That was fun.
Oh.
What happened there?
Oh, he called in, so I just put him on.
I
decided to ruin your call.
I am a virus!
Awesome.
That was a voicemail we got.
That's so awesome.
We got... Hey, not Brad, you want one? You want a car ding?
Not Brad, wake the fuck up. Not
I'll
Brad.
I'll mute your microphone before you start talking.
I'm going to hang up on you, not Brad. Hi, you're on the air. 702.
Hi. Hello, it's Bo. Who's this?
It's Roy.
Who? Roy?
Roy.
You're on the air.
I can't hear you.
You're on the air. What do you have to say to America?
You're on the air.
Get lost?
Get lost? What was that about?
Wow, that was awesome.
What just happened?
Dude, that was a cool, like, old 70s, like, you just go get lost.
I'm calling him back. Oh, no, remember that lady? Oh, never mind.
Yeah, like, he's not going to remember anything.
Hello?
Hi, you called and said get lost and hung up on me. What's that all about? What's going on? Why are you harassing me? He hung up. I don't know. That's weird. Maybe.
Brad at the same time.
Yeah.
It's the cereal you can only eat for lunch.
Oh, I wish I had some Corn Grain Crunch right now. I'm starving.
My cell phone, the title on it says Corn Grain Crunch. Big time glitch. Matt says that you belch like a T-Rex.
Yeah, I know. That's why I was doing little T-Rex arms.
Oh, I didn't notice that.
I keep trying to straighten this hat out, but it's like everything's backwards.
I think that's all we have for the show. We should just quit. Let's quit early.
Fuck?
Hey, we finished early. It's like we can go home early.
This is going to be an after show, Brad.
No, Brad's the snow.
Brad's going to whine until you do an after show.
Did you hear the...
eBay. Videos up.
If you whine exactly like that for 20 minutes, I'll do an after show. Hey, 601.
Hi, 601.
601, you're on the air.
Is this Edward? Edward O'Brien.
Speak to us, Edward.
Oh, sha. It's the Drunken Mick.
Do you have me pot of gold? You little leprechaun.
601, are you after our lucky charms?
Magically delicious.
Who are you? We asked first.
It's Chester.
Huh?
It's Chester.
I want you to enunciate, though.
It's Chiller.
Chiller? What the fuck are you saying?
It's Chiller.
Chill, you're chilling. That's what you're doing, but what's your name?
Yep.
Your name's Yep. Yep, and you're chilling.
What are you calling about?
Call me a pal.
Huh?
Call me a pal.
Okay, pal. What are you doing?
I hung up on him.
Cool. I didn't like him. I didn't know what he was on about.
It was aggressive, and it felt a little bit like Asian voodoo.
Hello, you ding-dongs.
Hi, Dark Stranger.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit, it's me.
Got her mic in the fucking piece.
Hey, we gotta play a prank call.
Look, it's a real mic.
I'm playing a prank call. I think I shortened it, so it's like 2 minutes
cool,
long.
Cool Rob says he's down for after show.
Hello, this is Mark from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes.
Have you guys heard this? I posted it on, all I need to do the week. survey and I need to speak to the customer that I just saw come in the door through the cameras because I'm watching your every move.
Okay.
And then they'll get a free Slurpee or something.
Okay, so you want me to get you a customer?
Yeah.
Okay.
It'll be epic.
How are you guys?
Okay. Hello?
Hello?
I have a customer.
Oh, great. I can't wait.
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, this is Kevin from the 7-Eleven promotions department.
Hi.
Hi, and it turns out that you are our millionth customer.
Wow.
And you get a quick shopping spree there tonight.
Sure. Oh, okay.
And, okay, so what you have to do is, on the count of three, I want you to set the phone down real quick and run around the store, and you have 30 seconds, and the employee's going to yell at you when the 30 seconds is up. And just grab all the... I'm sorry?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Okay. We do this at every location on the millionth customer.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so on the count of three, run around the store and pick up everything you can. And only you, like you can't have any of your friends do it, it's just you.
Yeah.
And everything you can grab in your arms, that's what you get to take with you tonight.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, ready, on your marks. Yeah. One, two, three, go. Run.
Oh, wait, seriously?
Yes.
I love that girl.
Hello?
She's the best. Hello?
Yes, ma'am. What's he doing right now?
Get your groove on, girl.
I'm sorry, can you come in the store?
Yes, I'm calling from the corporate office. What's that customer doing right now?
Can you come in the store?
No, I'm calling from the corporate office on the mainland. What's that customer doing
you
right now?
You know what? I'm sorry. Excuse me. You know what? If you're from the corporate office, then this is really unfair. You're laughing, and this is a fucking joke, isn't it?
No.
She gets real hood real quick.
No, I'm a Christian. I don't joke.
Never mind. Get lost. Goodbye.
You're sweet.
I love how that ends. She's like, never mind. Get lost. Goodbye.
God. Is that what made you think of it?
Yeah.
When that other fucker said get lost.
That other call. I think he's related.
He's running around grabbing stuff.
I really want to keep trying to do that prank and make it happen right. You know, I want to hear some carnage or something.
I just take something expensive and get the fuck out of there.
Well, why would they?
It was a prank.
They're not thinking about it. They should go behind the counter and just take booze and fucking tobacco.
Yeah, just take smokes, even if you don't smoke.
Yeah, you won our contest where you get a big handful of cigarettes. So grab a handful of cigarettes and run out the door.
Hey, lady, give me a bag.
All the scratch-off lottery tickets you can grab. Just go make some money.
And part of the contest is that you have to say, this is a stick-up. Get on the fucking floor now.
You ever see that show Supermarket Sweep?
Yes, I remember that.
It was a horrible show.
You could just go buy and take your own.
That's only America.
Yeah.
They're going all the way in the back. That's a risky move, but that's where the high quality beef is.
Yeah, they attack the steaks first.
I don't know if I can get excited about a supermarket shopping spree. Hey, unknown caller.
I've been pretty fucked up in a grocery store and had a lot of good time there.
Did you know the most stolen item is cheese?
I didn't know that. I was not aware of that.
We should have played the breaking music. Break. I'm fucked up.
Are you?
It's because everybody else really fucked up. They have, I figured I'd...
This just in. Cheese is the most often shoplifted, frequently shoplifted item in a grocery store.
Yay! So everybody go steal some cheese.
Yep.
I have been in the supermarket because I had some security guy get
some
cheese.
Sitting on a stool in the
Castillo Island, they can't have any cows, so calcium's really hard out there.
But my sister just went and stole cheese in front of him.
Tentacles come up from the sea and pull the cows down.
Everybody steal some cheese today.
Hi, Roy. This is Becca.
I really want to call Becca back. Can we try her just once more?
Yeah. Can I? Do you have a little bit of a crush?
Yeah. I think I'm into her. Hey, is this Rappy?
Croaky, croaky, croaky.
Croaky, croaky, croaky frogs, you fucking queers.
Yeah.
Mr. Rappy, I have to apologize on behalf of me and Trevor for asking for a evening table.
Whatever.
At 7:30 in the morning.
That's a good time. It's a good time to say hello to everything. Okay. You're fine. I don't care.
So everyone that's listening.
I didn't even remember the call until Trevor said something about it. I had no idea. Like, I totally forgot. I'm like, oh, yeah, now I remember.
You thought it was a dream. You thought it was a dream, right?
I did.
Trevor and I called him at 7:30 in the morning because his room smelled of marijuana.
fucking jokers. You get jokers. Ravi, I got the pin that you designed of me.
Oh, you guys, wait, everyone be quiet. Nice. Listen. The black man pictures Geek Squad lady's calling back. Here she is. Hello?
It looks like you found your phone using icantfindmyphone.com.
What?
Have a great rest of the day. Voice API provided by Tropo.com.
Okay, maybe I was wrong. It was a 208.
She probably got all super clever and sent to make your phone ring, whoever it was.
No, that just wasn't her. It was a 208 number, and who the hell else is in 208? Yeah, it's a completely different number. I'm dumb.
Kill all the frogs, Rappy.
I'm in jail, anyway. There's going to be a lot less frogs tonight. So,
yay.
Thanks for drawing a picture of me and Brad. Thanks for making the pin. I feel
yeah. Matt's been showing off that button, the laugh track Matt button to everyone.
Party time!
There's this guy where I'm staying. He's a flaming homo. He's a really good dude. 9/11 first responder, and he's dying of cancer, and he wants to live out the rest of his life in Hawaii, relaxing. Yeah. And his name is Matt, and he wears that button as well.
That's awesome.
So
tell him I send him my best wishes, buddy.
I definitely will.
Even though he's going to die and everything.
Well, Brad, thank you for making those buttons, even though Rappy did not follow the rules.
Yep.
No rules. I don't follow those things.
Yep.
I said Rappy won right there.
There's a shout out to the guy that has cancer.
Yeah, right.
Sucks you're gonna die, sir.
Jeez.
But still, tee.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny when you think about it.
It is pretty.
It's as funny as a stillborn baby.
that's a weird thing. Father, that's pay for this thing.
Rappy, I don't hear frogs, but it sounds like it's the smoke monster coming after you.
No, I'm in Hilo. I'm in the big city.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, don't they pass out free pineapple on every other corner?
Nah, you guys should come over here and make a little pilgrimage. It'll be good to see y'all.
Oh, my mom keeps saying, "How's Rappy doing over there? He seems like he's
no
all
way.
Right. You want a one-way ticket? You want to go stay with them?"
Everybody loves Rappy. Yep.
Your mom's trying to get rid of you, Matt.
Yeah, well, that's
just slide out like Rappy is in Hawaii.
Yeah, she's like, "I'll send you there one way. Have fun, fucker."
My rent is $100-$150 a month. So,
how much for the bathroom space?
My drinking bill's fucking around $300 a month.
Really?
No, no, hey,
it's okay.
You still have 6 minutes. Don't play
I know. It's the ending song is 6 minutes long.
Yeah.
And it's fitting because Rappy's calling from, where they filmed Lost. So,
Isn't that really what I learned?
Yeah. What'd you learn, Dark Stranger?
I learned that there aren't frogs in the city where Rappy is.
Is it Tuesday?
That's kind of a shock. Yeah, you're on the air right now.
Yeah.
There are 101 people listening to you.
Everybody,
right now.
Go pick up Amway Arena. Don't be a
And
queer.
That Rappy's awesome.
Live at the Amway Arena.
You know what's a great URL? CactiRadio.com/Amway.zip.
Oh, can I ask you, did they actually knock down the Amway Arena?
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
I watched
it. Yeah, they did. Yeah, I demolished it with my mind.
Good job.
Crush Amway Arena.
Can you give us an Amway Arena, please?
Yes, scream it.
Amway Arena!
Yay, I feel like I'm listening to every single track on Amway's album.
Now smoke weed every day.
That'd be an awesome TV. So many.
Hey, 850.
Thinks an awesome TV show would be Rappy and Matt.
850.
Yeah.
What'd you learn today?
Yes.
What'd you learn today, 850? Hey, who are you?
Who the heck is this?
I'm gonna rip that your hymen without you talking.
My name's Roy.
What?
Tell me what you learned today. The show's over.
What show?
The show. You're on the air right now.
What fucking show?
Do you want to say hi to your mom? Oh my god, you cursed. You can't curse. It's against FCC regulations.
The hymen ripper, though, sweetheart. So that thing's still intact.
It's his wrestling name. Part.
What, ma'am?
I'm calling the police.
What for? What? What'd we do?
I don't give them the number.
What'd we do? What'd we do? Tell us what we did first, at least, so we know. Ma'am. What did we do? Why would you call the police on us?
Again, why? You can't do anything. That's the crime, playing on the phone.
Arrested man.
Being in. Dirty mouth little cunt that calls up and talks dirty.
Yeah, cursing's illegal, ma'am. We can have you thrown in jail. Hey, Coleman, how's your door?
Hey, kid.
Did you learn anything this week?
Strasai.
Coleman, you're a big jerk. I hope you never pay for that door.
Isn't that superfood, the A.K.E. berry?
Acai is a berry with lots of antioxidants.
Yeah.
Bye, Dark Stranger. Thanks for telling me what you learned.
learned that if she pulled that shirt down a bit more, she'd get more people wanting to talk to her.
Anyone else want to tell me what they learned before we go on?
I learned that there's going to be a great after show coming up. After a short music break.
I learned to delete everything that Brad says.
We'll see you there, not Brad.
Alright, great.
Alright. Bye. Thanks for having me on the air.
You didn't learn anything, goddammit?
You don't gotta go away.
Yeah, he does. Go away, Robbie.
Freestyle.
No, it's too late. Damn it, I'm gonna stop.
Good, I'm hanging up on you then.
Uh-oh.
Hugs and kisses, buddy.
I've learned nothing.
Good. I guess that's it. See, Dark Stranger doesn't know what she's talking about. It's practically 10 now. It takes a while to get rid of all you people. I want to take this one last call. Calls are coming in suddenly, so I think there must be a Craigslist ad. Hello?
Hi.
Hi.
You keep hanging up on me.
Who? Is this Coleman?
Oh, this is Coleman.
Yeah.
Oh, you weren't saying anything, so maybe your microphone's not working.
Oh, sorry. I wasn't talking. I didn't want to interrupt. Oh.
How you doing, kid? You gotta interrupt.
We appreciate your politeness.
Thanks.
We can't believe anyone
would say you should do an after show.
Would swat you. I really can't do an after show tonight. I've got like a bunch of stuff to do, and
okay.
Really, I just don't want to.
And your 7-11 call was good.
Oh, Brad, there's no talking into it, buddy.
Yeah, sorry.
How about if I show you my now the cactus drawing again?
Oh, maybe.
Okay. Go do that. Okay. You're just gonna make me go do it. I'd say no, but it's still awesome. Look at me. I'm on the pro.
Oh, this is taking too long. The show's over. It's over. I was gonna change my mind, but Matt's making it over because he's taking too long. So, bye everyone. Thanks for listening. Mm-hmm. We'll see you guys next week. Uh,